We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking with our City of Manhattan officials here today, City Manager Ron Fear and Commissioner Yusha Reddy. City Commission, again, has their meeting at 7 o'clock tonight and a briefing session at 5:30. The only topic on the agenda tonight for the general agenda is a public hearing, and this is considering expanding the Starbond District for the Art and Light Museum. Quite a massive project that's being proposed.
Really is, Brandon. And you might recall that, basically about last summer, late last summer, early fall, the commission did approve a redevelopment plan for putting the Art and Light Museum in the existing South Redevelopment District, the Starbond District, in the Discovery Center parking lot between there and the Candlewood Hotel. And there was some feedback during that process from some of the owners and businesses in that district that they felt like that was going to put a strain on parking and other activities, and it was just too much in a small area. And so they started looking at other locations and have selected a site and have been negotiating with the different owners of that particular site. And basically it's still close to the Discovery Center. It's a catty corner across the street to the northwest, really kind of looking at the area north of Pierre Street and west of 4th. And then it's going to utilize a portion of the old Sears building. Actually, they're purchasing all of the old Sears building. That building has, and people may not, that would be the brick building that's at the southeast corner of 4th and Houston. So that's there's been office space in that particular location over the years, but it was the original Sears store in downtown Manhattan, and they're looking at renovating that and then going south onto, there's a parking lot that's associated with that particular building to the south of there, along Pierre Street, and then the mall parking lot, the original mall entrance off of Pierre Street, is in that portion. It's the city actually owns that lot and leases it to the mall for parking. When we redid the redevelopment area and did the south end, we put 4th Street through, Third Street through, past the mall, and opened both the Pierre entrances and the Leavenworth entrances, and recreated that traffic from a vehicle flow that kind of segregated that parking lot. So it is kind of isolated, and I would say it is underutilized a lot, because there's quite a bit of parking around the mall. So I think it's a good solution, and tonight's action is really in order to for the project to remain eligible for the Starbond revenue. We have to expand that district, and so we're proposing to expand the district by a block to the north of the existing one. So it would be Pierre Street on the south, 3rd Street on the east, Houston Street on the north, and 4th Street on the west. Now, that is the entire expansion of the district, but not all of the property in those districts are going to be proposed to be used for the museum. So the building called the Town Pavilion, and then the red brick buildings along 4th Street at 4th and Pierre will remain in private ownership. So this is kind of we didn't have to do this last year because it was already in the Starbond District. So this is kind of the first step of the process to amend the Starbond District. Of course, the State Department of Commerce are the ones that have approval over Starbond projects, and they've originally agreed to the project in the old location, and they've approved the expansion of this adjacent district to be formed and included as part of it, and are still supportive of the project. So it's a significant project, about a $53 million multi-story museum, and then a renovation of the Sears building for part of their facility. They'll be eligible for about $23 million. There's about 5 years remaining on the Starbond District allocation that can be utilized, and the sales tax revenue from the state is what primarily generates the funds for that. There is about 95% of the revenue is coming from that state sales tax, and those are sales that are generated in both the North and the South District. And when I refer to the North Districts, that's the kind of the North End Shopping Center that we call it. It's north of Leavenworth and bounded by 4th Street and south of Bluemont and then west of Tuttle Creek Boulevard. Most of that, there's a few places there that aren't involved in that, but most of that is generating sales tax revenue from those restaurants and those stores like Best Buy and that sort of thing. So, and then on the south end, a small portion of the city's revenue in that regard is also part of that on the south end, not on the north end, the city sales tax. So that's a component that's captured as part of that aspect of things. So that's what's they would be eligible for. They're privately funding the rest of the facility. They're a nonprofit organization and plan to own and operate the facility. So the city's although the city will ultimately issue the debt on the facility, they'll have no obligation or requirement or risk to fund any of the debt service. So it's a great project that doesn't come along very often when you have these kind of philanthropists that are willing to do this. I think they have an exciting concept, certainly. And they're anxious to get started on it. So the process is, after this district is expanded, they'll have to go back and revisit that redevelopment plan and amend it again for this new location. And then there's some agreements that need to be placed, and we'll cover several of those as background items. They're not up for action tonight, but just we'll have an agreement with the developer for actually the city transferring the land that's currently, and then they're buying out the lease, the 60-plus year lease that the mall has on that parking lot. So, there'll have to be some additional agreements for various aspects and reviews as they go through that development review process. So you'll see this, assuming the commission approves this tonight, you'll see this on the agenda for several more action items in the future. There's an ordinance. This is actually first reading of the ordinance to expand the district. Then there'll be another ordinance that'll be created for amending the development plan. But I think, an exciting opportunity, and certainly one that shows there'll be have a very positive economic impact on the community.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is a public hearing, so this is where hopefully anybody who wants to be in support or oppose or have other questions about it, this is a chance for them to also come in. Let us know, because what we have in front of us is how we base our decisions on all the information we have in front of us. And if anybody has any other questions, I think this would be a great opportunity. This is a public hearing to expand that. So hopefully people come, or even email us. There's a variety of ways to get a hold of us and communicate your thoughts to us. That's exactly what we're looking for. And I think this is a good opportunity for the city, and to have somebody that's local also invest back into our community. And star bonds are typically for a revenue source where there's a tourist attraction. And the state feels like this is something they can they have confidence in. So I feel optimistic about it. I think there were several times that wasn't the case. And they really go through a thorough process to review the proposals and options that they have. So we're excited that the state is also approving Starbond District and expanding it. And we'll see where we go as we move forward from tonight. And like I said, it's good to have local investors involved in this. And there isn't a risk to the city as far as taxpayers and such. So if there is an obligation to pay off those debts, it doesn't fall on us. It falls on the private owners that are investing in that part of the community.
I'm curious, it says here they project about 150,000 visitors a year. How would that impact the Flint Hills Discovery Center, do you think?
Well, we think it'll be complementary. We think a lot of this visitation is probably a different group of folks, but most museum goers like to go to multiple museums, so I think it could extend the stay of those. So we think it'll be a very complementary relationship from that aspect of things, and pulling a lot more people in from a broader area. You know, it's not only a traditional art museum, but it's a digital art museum, and be one of the first that actually has the the framed or permanent art that's also digitized art. So it's very unique. It's based after a museum in France, and I know they have some of the folks that are involved in that museum involved in this project. So it's pretty exciting, and I think it really is something that is and will be an international and national draw.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, just to add on to that, people that come from museums such as this incredible museum, they also go to other museums, as was mentioned, but there's also the Beach Museum and the Manhattan Art Center and the Flint Hills Discovery Center. I think they just make that loop. The good thing about Manhattan is everything is just a few miles away. Everything is such close proximity. It makes it easy for people that want to come and spend a weekend here to visit other museums as well.
Not only that, Fort Riley's museum is also being upgraded. So
exactly.
Yeah, that'll be another benefit there as well. Just kind of a nice little connection. And then the Eisenhower Library, kind of a nice little connection there potentially for people who come out this way.
Well, absolutely.
Certainly an exciting project. We'll see the results of the public hearing tonight. Hopefully some people will come out and share their feelings on it. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with In Focus continuing in a moment on News Radio KMAN.